Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you. Lord, bless.
Amen, amen. We need God in our house. No matter what you're going through, you cannot make it without God. Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by the show today. We have another exciting topic we would like to talk about. And anyone would like to come on and share some of their thoughts or views that the Lord give you, hit one on your keypad, and I'll gladly bring you in for my switchboard over on this side. And if you know someone would like to call in, give them the phone number, area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. 8-9, and we would love to have them to come on and hear what thus said the Lord through someone else and through the scriptures. Gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you will move city out the way, dear Heavenly Father, and let the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide on this air, dear Heavenly Father. Bless those that will be listening in from the east, the north, the south, and the west, dear Heavenly Father. Cover each and every one of them with the blood of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. And as we go forth with this program today, dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless Blog Talk, dear Heavenly Father. Bless everyone that will tune in or even come in on the archives later on. We give you the praise, we give you the honor and the glory. Amen and amen. Well, today in our tag words we're going to be using, you'll be hearing redeem, blood, and belong. And our topic today is because ye belong to Christ. You say you belong to Christ? All right. So we're going to put because ye belong to Christ, each one of us. You know, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, ye shall not lose your reward. There are certain privileges, positions, and possessions one may have because of relationship. We who belong to Christ are born of God, have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, today, because ye belong to Christ, you know, the same is true related to a family member. When we think about the privilege that we have, the positions we have, and the possession one may have because of relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, oh, we just give God the praise today. You know, likewise, we who belong to Christ are born of God, having been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, enjoying both the knowledge of and reality of certain things which are ours because of this relationship that we have with our Lord and Savior. You know, because we belong to Christ, we enjoy an unchangeable relationship. You know, it's a twofold relationship to our Savior. In Christ, you'll find in 2 Corinthians 5, and 17, and if you have your Bibles, you can turn right on over to it. I'm going to turn to it just in case you don't have your Bibles right at your hand. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, starting at the 17th verse, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things or become new. That's because you belong to Christ. He letting you know that you're a new creature. All things have passed away. And Christ is in us. You'll find that in Colossians 1 and 27. Also, an heavenly kinship in the family of God. You'll find that in 1 John 3, 1 and 2. Also in Galatians 3 and 26. And I'll turn it over and read what it says in those scriptures. That way, if you don't have your Bibles handy, we can read what thus says the Lord. And 1 John 3 and 1 through 2 say, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. And verse 2 says, beloved, now are we the sons of God? And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Oh, you know that's going to be a wonderful day when we see our Father for who he is, like he is, when he appear. You know, over in Galatians, I'll turn it to it. In chapter 3 and verse 26, it says also, this is all with our topic today, because you belong to Christ. And verse 26 says in Galatians 3:26, but ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. He letting us know we are all children of God. No matter what the enemy is trying to do, we are all children of God. Don't let nobody take that from you, knowing that you are children of God. And over back in 1 John, I'm going to turn back to it. 5 and 1 say, because ye believe in Jesus. And it said, whosoever believe that Jesus is Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him begot loved him also that has begotten of him. It's all time is because ye believe in Jesus. You know, over in Romans, I'm going to turn to it, and it's telling us in Romans 8th chapter, everybody know about Romans the 8th chapter. We all have to memorize that. In the 16th and the 17th verse say, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And verse 17 says, and if children, then heirs of God and joint heir with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Meaning, because ye belong to Christ. You know, because you belong to Christ, you shall in no wise be disowned, nor disinherited. Oh, you know, that is a wonderful word right there. Because you belong to Christ, you shall in no wise be disowned nor disinherited. God is not going to disinherit you nor disown you because you are in the family of God. You belong to him. And you'll find that in John, the 6th chapter and the 37th verse. And I'll turn right on over there to the 6th chapter and read it for those that may not have their Bibles handy, because I want to read everything that the Word of God is saying. And chapter 6 and verse 37 say, and that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. He letting you know he's not going to cast you out. His will include all who are in Christ. Because ye belong to Christ, we enjoy a righteousness unblemished. Apart from Christ, none is righteous. Romans 3 and 10 tell you that. And I'm in Romans still, so I just turn on over to 3 and 10. And the Word of God says, not Sadie, but the Word of God says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. You know, by nature, one is born both sinful and deceitful. You'll find that in Psalms 58 and 3. Also, Jeremiah 17 and 9. You can read those at your leisure. It says, even our best is as filthy rags. Our best. You'll find that in Isaiah 64 and 6. And, you know, I'll turn right on over that to Isaiah 64. That's one of a popular chapters, Isaiah 64 and 6. Let's turn right over there and see what it is saying. Okay, 64 and 6 says, but we are all as unclean things, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquity like the wind haven't taken us away. We are still talking about because ye belong to Christ. You know, we have the righteous by faith. And over in Romans 3 and 21, it said, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifest, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. And Romans 4 and 5 say, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. You know, the righteousness is the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That letting you know, all these scriptures I'm giving you, it's because you belong to Christ. He wants you to know how much he loves you, how much he's given you the privilege and the position and the everything because of the relationship you have with him. You know, no sin stain will ever mar this righteousness. Over in Romans 4 and 8, it says, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. My. You know, because ye belong to Christ, we enjoy the reality of unparalleled receptive, now plus assurance of a fruitful reception at the return of Jesus. Now we can accept in Christ, Ephesians 1 and 6, and I'll turn over to Ephesians 1 and 6, and we can see what thus said the Lord. Because it's so much in these scriptures that we can see what God is telling us one by one and how he's opening our understanding more. In Ephesians 1 and 6, it says, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He is telling us by being confident. He wants you to keep your confidence of this very thing, which he had begun a good work in you. He started a good work in you. Here he's accepted as he's given you forgiveness. He accepted as cleansing you, accepted as alive forevermore, accepted as born from above, children of God. Here the future accepted when he went to 1 John 14, 1 John 1, 14 and 3. Hold on just a minute. Be right there as soon as my broadcast is over. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the future acceptance in 1 John, and I'll turn right on over to that in 1 John. Because, see, this is helping all of us, not only you all, but me too. 1 John 14, and I think it should be the third, the full chapter and the 13th verse. Let's read what that says. And if we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world, and every spirit that confess not Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and this is the spirit of our Antichrist, therefore ye have heard that it shall come, and even now already is it in the world. We know the Antichrist is in the world, but when you know you belong to Christ, you don't accept nothing else but what Jesus said. And when a child of God feel unwanted and not welcome, remember, we are not home yet. We haven't got to attain our heavenly home. We're here on earth. So don't feel like you're unwanted or you're unwelcome. Good God is welcoming you with open arms, without anything. He's right there to give you everything you need. He's got that love, that joy, that peace. Oh, my, that passes all understanding. And when you think about that, all of the joy and the things that God has stored up for you, if anybody would like to come in and comment on the lesson today, just hit one on your keypad. We'd love to hear from you because ye belong to Christ. And because you belong to Christ, we have a reward unmarked. Reward is not salvation. Salvation is a gift from God. You'll find that over in Romans. Let's turn right over there and read what that says. In Romans, the 6th chapter in the 23rd verse, and the word of God says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." When you read that, we have a reward unmarked. And over in John, the 10th chapter and the 28th verse, let's read what that says. That's a familiar passage also. All righty, let's turn right on over to that. I have this Bible open because I want to give you what does say the Lord by scripture. I don't want to be what I thought or what somebody told me. I want to go from the word of God. It says, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Here, God letting you know. I give unto them eternal life. He's given us eternal life. That lets you know you belong to Christ. And they shall never perish. You won't perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Man can't just come and pluck you out of God's hand because you belong to God. When you know you belong to your heavenly Father, don't worry about what somebody else is saying. You go by what God says. He let you know you belong to him. And he's saying also in John, I hasten to say, rewards are available. You'll find that over in Matthew's. We'll turn to that. Matthew's, the 16th chapter and the 27th verse. Let's read that. I tied all these scriptures into our topic today. Matthew 16 and 27 says, "But the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his work." We don't have to judge nobody, point blank. He's saying in his word, "But the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his work." That means God, when he comes, he's going to be the one judge. You know, people here on earth want to judge you, point fingers at you, as they say, throw you to the wolves and everything. But God is saying right here in Matthew, the 16th chapter and the 27th verse, that the rewards are available from God, not man. When I went over to Revelation, let me turn over to it. What it's saying in Revelation, the 22nd chapter and the 12th verse. Let's read what it says. the last book in the Bible. Hallelujah. Okay, pages, they look still hooking together. Okay, 22 and 12 say, and behold, he said, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. That means God is letting you know in his word. He the one going to judge. He the one going to tell you about your works you did, good or bad. He come quickly, and he's going to give every man according as his work shall be. So we ain't got to worry about what people saying down here. What did God say? That's my little motto. If they go the same thing and throwing dagger, what did God say? If God didn't tell you that, don't receive it. And I have one. I have another one found in 1 Corinthians. It's the third chapter. And the 13 and the 14, but let's see what it's saying. In 1 Corinthians 3, turn on over there. And the 13 and the 14 verse says, every man work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's whole work abide which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. Didn't I just tell you about that, how God will give you your reward? When he comes, a lot of people worrying about rewards from man and one man on earth. But God telling you about, you belong to him. He's going to give you your reward. You shall receive your reward when he comes. My. Over in Mark, I'm going to turn to that and see what Mark is saying, because Mark have a few words on that too. Mark, the 9th chapter and the 41st verse says, for whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. Oh, you know in the scripture say, if you give a prophet a drink of water. Oh my God. Just think about what the word is saying. Whosoever should give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ. Letting you know, because you belong to Christ. That's where our topic is right there today. And here you gonna go for the reward. Oh, my. Because you belong to Christ, an unbreakable record. You know, when we are aware, God is looking. When we are unaware, he is seeing. Our record is being recorded on high right now as we speak, as we listen. Our records are being recorded on high. We will face our own record. Oh, my. When you think about that, because ye belong to Christ, there is an indisputable responsibility to witness of Jesus. You'll find that in Acts 1 and 8, Mark 5 and 19. And to walk in his steps before others. You'll find that in 1 John 2 and 6, but I'm going to go real quickly over to Acts. I'm going to turn to that because I want to read that one again for myself on the air on Acts and see what Acts is saying in the first chapter of Acts and verse 8. It says, but ye shall receive power. That's what we need, the power. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me both in Judea, Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. That's what we need, y'all. We need power down here on earth. We need some power. Everybody is using lip service and running that alligator, but we need power with that alligator. We need some power, y'all. And to walk in his steps before others, to love others as he have loved us. Because you belong to Christ, an undeniable inheritance awaits you in heaven. The things we see down here are temporal. The things which are eternal are unseen. You'll find that in 2 Corinthians 4:18. A place in our Heavenly Father's house awaits us. You'll find that 1 Peter 1:4. That let us know. The things down here are temporal. No matter how much we acquire, these things are temporal. We can't take none of them with us. But when we know, and you know that you belong to Christ, that you are in Christ, you can stand tall. You can stand with your head up high knowing that I belong to Christ, that my reward will come. Don't worry about people giving you accolades down here. No matter how much work you do down here, God is taking a record of everything you do. So remember, because you belong to Christ, this stuff here is temporary. But he have a home for you in heaven. And you are working towards your heavenly home. Not just thinking about this earthly stuff. Don't worry about the daggers being thrown at you, pitchforks and everything. When you know that you know that you know that you belong to Christ, this stuff will be, this too shall pass. My little saying this year is, if it don't apply, let it fly. If the word don't line up with you are hearing, let it fly. Well, that's the ending of our broadcast today, because you belong to Christ. I hope each and every person that tuned into the show today got something out of what I was saying, or you can wrote those scriptures down where you can go back and read them for yourself to let you know that you all belong to Christ, that each one of us, and that we have the abundance that he wants us to have. We may not get a lot of things here that are temporal, but we're looking for a home that we don't have to worry about the moth and nothing else eating it up or decaying. We know that we're going to have a home that we can serve our Lord for eternity. We'll have the angels that we can bow morning, noon, and night. We're going to have that power that God wants us to have without a shadow of a doubt. So just remember today, redeemed by the blood of God, and we belong to him. So until next week, I thank each and every one of you all that came on the air today to listen to the broadcast. I hope you got something out of it. And until next week, I want you to be blessed. And if you would like to come on the air and do a show, just text me. Let me know. Come on blogtalk.com/joyandpeace and send me something that if the show helped you along your Christian journey, send me a little testimony in that I can share with others. And until next week, you know I always say if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. Until next week, be blessed. Love each one of you all. Bye-bye. So Joe done called Frederick. So we got to go put your bell and everything. We got to go on to Brother Joe. Brother Joe. And